Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechta Shviyos, Perek Ches, Mishnah Yod, V'oid Amru Lefanav. This that they asked or told Rabbi Akiva, what they understood Rabbi Eliezer said, and Rabbi Akiva's response was, be quiet, don't repeat it that way. I wouldn't even tell you what my Rabbi really held about this. So it wasn't only about the oil in the hive that they had that conversation. That same back and forth was also Benegeya, V'oid Amru Lefanav. Our Mishnah continues. Another time, the Chachamim said before Rabbi Akiva, Oimer Hoya Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer used to say that Ha'oichel Pas Kutim Ka'oichel Basar Chazir. Someone who eats Pas, the bread of the Kutim, it's the same as eating Chazir. In other words, you're not allowed to eat the bread of the Kutim. We don't mamish mean like eating Chazir, explains about Tanura. For Chazir, one would get Malkus, Menatayra. And this is only an Issud Rabbanon. But there is a Malkus even for Issud Rabbanon. It's called Makus Mardus. Amalehem, here too, Rabbi Akiva responded, Shesoiku, I knew you to be quiet. Le Amalehem, I'm not even going to tell you, Masha Rabbi Eliezer, Oimaboy, what Rabbi Eliezer says about this, he's really more Mako. Rabbi Eliezer gives the green light. He says it's mutter to eat the pas of the Kutim. Okay, so who are the Kutim? The Kutim came from Kutar. That's why they're called Kutim. Okay, from other lands as well. Sancherev, the king of Asher, when he took over a land, he said, I don't need these people to rise up against me in a couple of years from now. So he uprooted people and sent them off to different lands. Let them not feel like, oh, we're going to get our land back. You're not in your land anyway. He sent the Aseres HaShvatim out of Eretz Yisrael. And he took the Kutim and he settled them in the cities of Shamrain in Eretz Yisrael. Lions started to attack them. They got scared. So they became Gerim. But they continued to serve their Avodah Zarah. The lions attacked them because at that time the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael was so great that if someone served the Avodah Zarah, there was an immediate response. Because they were only Megayah themselves out of fear of the lions, there's a machloikis amongst the Tanaim, if their Geiris is real or not. That's in Masechtas Kiddushin. But at one point, Chazal just made a Gzeira that they have a total din of non-Yid. Because they found in Hagrizim the image of a Yoina, they used to serve it. So the discussion in our Mishnah takes place before they made this Gzeira that they are Kigoyim L'chal Devrayim. Even before that, in the times of Rabbi Eliezer, the Chachamim made a Gzeira not to eat from the bread. This is how the Tosfos Yom Tov explains it. Actually, the Tosfos Yom Tov over here elaborates on the whole story of the Kutim. It's very interesting if you want to go through it. He brings from the Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer that in the times of Bayis Sheni, the Kutim made a lot of tzaras for Klal Yisrael. So Ezra HaSofer and the Chachmei Hadar brought 300 Kehanim, 300 children, 300 Shofreis, 300 Sifrei Torah, and they blew and the Leviim sang, and they officially pronounced a cherem against the Kutim. They did so with the Shem HaMefirish. They felt that here was a great sakana for Klal Yisrael. And they made it very clear that a person cannot eat pas kuti. And that's why we find such a strong lashon, that kala oichel pas kuti is ki'ilu oichel basar chazir. But like we explained, it doesn't mamish mean basar chazir, there's no chiyav malchus min ha-Torah, but there is a chiyav malchus midrabanan. The rabbanan, when they see fit, were able to give malchus on a person that was over in Issud Rabbanon, fundamental Issud Rabbanon, and this was one of the things they gave Malkus on. Somebody ate Pas Kutim.